U.S. law enforcement agencies are enhancing security in places that might be terrorist targets. In New York City, a police patrol boat able to detect a nuclear weapon monitors shipping and officers inspect underneath the Brooklyn Bridge. While there have been no specific threats, police take these patrols seriously.
It is absolutely not a joke, and the threat is very real.
The increased security measures come as the nation remembers the 10th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. While the Department of Homeland Security says there is no specific evidence of an Al-Qaeda plot, the group's late leader, Osama bin Laden, reportedly wanted operatives to fly a small plane into a sporting event around the anniversary. Brad Garrett is a former FBI counterterrorism agent.
We have so many small airports, you can fly below radar. That's possibly doable.
Al-Qaeda's new leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, also appeared in numerous videos calling for attacks against U.S. targets and urging Muslims to support his cause.
This is not the time to become complacent. In fact, this same window that Al-Qaeda is trying to exploit, we should be exploiting and trying to prevent and preempt the next attack.
Frank Salufo is director of the Homeland Security Policy Institute at George Washington University. He says Al-Qaeda affiliates in Yemen and Somalia could play a role in an attack on U.S. soil.
With Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and Al-Shabaab, you have a number of U.S. foreign fighters who have traveled to Yemen, who have traveled to Somalia. And this is obviously a concern from a security standpoint.
Counterterrorism experts say Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is believed to be behind failed plots to blow up U.S. planes. Since those plots unfolded, airport security has been heightened. Jonathan Broder, a defense and foreign policy editor with Congressional Quarterly, says security also needs to be increased on trains.
There is nowhere near the kind of security in the homeland surrounding our trains and our transportation services like there is for our airlines.
These days, there are extra police patrols at the nation's transportation hubs. Transit systems have started searching passengers' bags, and police say more undercover officers are aboard commuter trains. Analysts say another threat is from homegrown terrorists in the U.S. who have been radicalized by the Internet. In the past 10 years, there have been at least 38 plots by homegrown terrorists. Two plots by U.S. residents to set off bombs in New York City failed in the past few years, and the men responsible arrested. Broder says the country is still vulnerable to an attack.
I think our defenses 10 years after September 11th are a lot better than they were, but there is no guarantee that a lone terrorist might get through or that even a Al-Qaeda terrorist might not get through.
Other counterterrorism analysts say the best way to protect the U.S. is by adding more layers of security and expanding intelligence monitoring to stop the terrorists before they can launch an attack. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.